Okay, Tim Mallette, you are making a big announcement today.
Yes, I am. I'm will become the official candidate for the Conservative Party of Canada for this riding here.
Tim is James Bay.
Correct.
Which is changed. It covers the entire area to
it
Hearst, I believe, right?
And it up. Will be 243,000 kilometers. The change will take effect April 1st.
Okay. I know there could be a federal election any time if the NDP drops its support of the Liberals and the Liberals lose a confidence vote. But, you know, otherwise it's 2 years away. Almost 2 years away. Why are you announcing your candidacy now?
Well, I believe in the past, people decided too late to get involved. To remove someone like Mr. Angus, and I respect him as an individual, you can't decide that at the last minute. So I have to work hard at this, and if I work hard, I will have a good chance to win.
Let's go a little bit into your background. The name Mallette is quite well known in this region.
Yes. Well, our family, my father, they had the Mallette Lumber sawmills and the Wafer Board Corporation. They were involved at Mallette United in Smooth Rock Falls, and I've worked for the family business all of my career until when they made a change and moved, sold to Tembec. I made the decision to go on my own and start all over, and I did. Went to E.B. Eddy's, the Timmins McChesney Sawmill, which is today one of the greatest little sawmills across the country. Now owned by Interfor, and then went on to become vice president for the Domtar Corporation for all of Ontario, their sawmills, and then for their forestry operations.
Are you still doing that?
No, I'm. Then when the industry crashed, I went to mining for Dumas Mining. So I have 10 years of experience. Visited most of the mines in the Val d'Or, the Porcupine Camp, and many other mines across the country.
So are you retired now, or are you still doing that?
Well, I am on my third career, which is a volunteer career. So, no, you could say I've retired from a paycheck, but I've never retired from being active. I'm very much involved on the hospital board. I was one of the key players with strong other Francophones to work on the Francophone Community Health Center that construction should be starting anytime. So at this point of my life, I decided to get involved in health.
I've seen you at more than one event that Pierre Poilievre was at. Are you supporting him, and do you think he's the leader to lead the next government?
I believe he is. I believe he is. About a year ago, he warned the leading government that we have to be careful with our fiscal responsibilities. And he's one of the first ones who saw the inflation and what was going to happen, and something has to be done. Yes, I believe strongly that the next government will be a Conservative government.
All right. What do you offer, other than your background that we went through? What are you offering to Timmins James Bay?
What I'm offering to this riding is a life of experience, and I'm committed. I've made a decision to, I've been through some personal challenges, losing my wife, and I've decided to make the next 5 to 10 years to get extremely involved in the northern communities. I strongly believe that the future of Northern Ontario, the economic future, we will be a leader in all across Canada. I have 5 grandchildren. I hope that they travel and they go see the world, but then I hope that we create opportunity for them to come back here. So I have a little selfish motive, my grandchildren, but when I say my grandchildren, I talk of your grandchildren. We have to create prosperity. We have to create opportunities for the young people in this region. And every time I got involved, I was on the school boards when my children started school. I was on the police commission when they got older. I got involved on the hospital boards. And every time there's something to be done, I roll up my sleeve and I work extremely hard to achieve it.
And you have the results to show?
I have the results to show, yes.
All right. Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 69 years young.
Yeah, very good. I should have asked it that way, too.
And let me tell you this. My mother, who's 93, I was with her at the old age home. And she says, Gaetan, look at that lady. She's 101 years old. I don't want to get old. So my mother's not old at 93. I'm 69 young.
Very good. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
No. Well, there will be an election, who knows when, and I will ask you to lend me your vote. Not to give it, lend it to me. Lend me your vote.
Now, you told me before we started talking, you're not going to attack Charlie Angus.
Oh, Charlie, I respect the individual. I mean, I don't agree with his politics, but no, I don't. He worked hard for what he believed, but I believe it is strong now. There will be a conservative government, and it's time for change.
And it's been proven at the provincial level that having a member of the governing party is an advantage.
Well, human nature is made this way, and look at what Mr. Peary has brought in this region, and it will be the same thing when we go federal.
All right. Thank you for your time. Good luck. I'm sure we'll be talking a lot the next 2 years.
Oh, thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.